Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Farley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Seghi. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Seghi. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alozic. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alozic throws the ball into Causey, who tags Bruton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McAuliffe scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alozic. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farley hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mossy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Farley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. 1 out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. 2 outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. Colavito moves to third. 1 out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farley for the out. 2 outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mossy hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Bruton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alozic moves to third. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alozic scores. Jimenez moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mossy takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-4 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wood catches it and throws to first to double up Del Greco. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Gigi now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Tigers. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Farley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aluzic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field. Farley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Colavito throws the ball into McAuliffe who tags Jimenez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aluzic goes all the way around to score. 2 outs. It's 10-3 Tigers. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.